All right, in 7 minutes or less, I'm going to teach you how to stay hard in a world designed to keep you soft. And what I mean by hard, I mean dangerous for good. I mean effective. I mean your strongest and healthiest, most disciplined self. Now, disclaimer, I'm a recovering softy. Like I've struggled and am struggling on some level, right? I'm fighting these on some level. So we're talking about the things that keep most men soft and the solutions that keep men disciplined, strong, and effective as leaders, as lovers, as business owners, and etc. Most men are soft. Let's jump into it. The goal though is to get and stay hard. And what I mean by hard, like I said, is effective, disciplined, strong, you know, fully alive, fully awake, not passively spectating your life, and certainly not living in fear, shame, guilt, or passivity or apathy. All right. So with that said, I'm gonna start with the things that keep us soft and then move into the solutions, the things that keep us hard. So number one, late nights. There's a time and place for late nights, but typically late nights are a sign that we are either we don't really care about quality sleep or waking up early, or we're struggling with one or more of the next few things that keep most men soft. There's a quote from, I think it's Benjamin Franklin. He said, early to rise makes a young man wealthy and wise. And I freaking love that. That is the energy I'm on in 2026. So sleeping better, cutting out late nights, right? Two things that typically are happening, at least in my life in the past, right? Again, I'm a recovering softy. I'm not above these things, but I do know this is not what we're made for. This list of soft things is not what we're made for. This will keep us from reaching our potential. I'm already 2 minutes in. Well, overscrolling and porn. Two things that have kept me distracted, docile, guilty or shameful. These lower your vibrations. They lower our vibrations as men insanely effective. So if you want low vibration, overscroll. So consume, and watch porn. Trade real intimacy for the fake stuff. And that's a recipe for feeling absolutely empty and ineffective, at least for me. Alcohol is another one. Alcohol has most guys who consume it consistently in the grips of, I wouldn't say addiction, but it's borderline, right? Like we need it to feel good around people. We need it to like escape our problems. You know, when I'm drinking, it's typically out of routine when I kind of slip into it, and it never really gives my life a ton of value. Again, there's a time and place for that, but a lot of guys don't handle it well. And so removing that completely or limiting it extremely is a good approach. Like it affects sleep, it affects your mindset, and it usually is associated with other things. As we move on, comfort eating. I think it's always best to get down to the root cause. So when we're comfort eating, we're typically shoving things under the rug that we just ought to address. And when we do that, we end up being in a much better position, whether it's therapy, whether it's a conversation with somebody, whether it's confronting something that we've been putting off. Emotional eating is not healthy. We eat to fuel our bodies like an athlete, and that always is better. I shouldn't say that always. That's always a better approach than comfort eating. Food is fuel. Last couple, sleeping in. Right? And skipping the gym. So we'll just couple that together. Sleeping in is essentially sleeping in on your potential, right? There's a time and place for sleep and recovery and rest. But if you're getting to bed on time, you're avoiding distractions, porn, overscrolling, alcohol, late nights, you're typically able to wake up no snooze. And that makes you effective because you can do other things like we'll get into in a second on the right side, which actually give you life, make you a better person, make you a stronger, more powerful force for good in the world. Skipping the gym, that's just not smart because getting in the gym, lifting weights is one of the easiest ways to increase your discipline, your confidence, and your longevity. Building muscle, that is huge. It takes a disciplined mind to build a body, a strong physique. So that's why it's really important to not skip weights. And then lastly is overthinking. It's pretty self-explanatory. Overthinking is under executing. It's under acting. And so the key and the solution to overthinking is just to take imperfect, consistent action. Like when you feel fear, when I feel fear in 2026, I want to move forward. I don't want to overthink and overanalyze and get stuck in that cycle. I want to just do imperfectly. And that's where momentum and clarity are born. And then finally is BCD, which is blame, complain, and defend. Blaming, complaining, or defending. People who complain all the time, like, you know, right? Complaining does nothing positive. Nothing constructive happens when we complain. Blaming is not taking responsibility for your life and for my life. So when I blame others, I'm essentially saying it's not my problem, it's not my responsibility. But when you dive deeper into the human psychology and the human experience, is that ownership, taking ownership, responsibility, is in essence freedom. Because you can't change what you don't control. But when you stop blaming, you stop complaining, you understand the power is within you. The actions, the words, the thoughts, those are powerful, world-changing things, externally affecting things that you can change if you take responsibility. And then defending, you know, I love that because I am a classic, you know, I take offense, right? The old Brian is like, oh, I take things personally. But to the extent that I take things personally will be the extent or limit of my growth. Whether it's my wife, a best friend, or a mentor, if I take everything they say personally, I won't grow. So that's the things that keep most men soft, including myself. We're going to run through the solutions rather quickly. Number one, plan, routine. Having a plan, having a routine that you're in that gets you to the gym, that has you waking up early, that has you fueling with food like you're an athlete, incredibly powerful for your growth. Having a plan for your day. If you don't have a plan for your day, then typically your day will get planned by somebody or something else. Number two, discipline, which is choosing what you want most and what's best for you for what feels good or what's easy today or right now in this moment. Delayed gratification is a secret cheat code to life. If you can find ways to improve your discipline, you will be creating very powerful momentum. Number three, prayer or meditation, which is slowing down. It's being still. It's connecting to God, right? There's people call God different names, so I want to be mindful of that. But God, higher power, creator, you know, like unconditional love. You know, for me as a believer, I know the words can be limiting, but I do know like who I am in Christ is everything. That is truth. And so connecting through prayer, meditation, speaking and listening, getting right thinking into my current present moment is everything. You become powerful and dangerous for good when you pray and meditate often. On truth, right? On truth. I can't stress that enough. You know, people can, I used to know scripture, I used to know Bible verses, but there's a difference between knowing scripture and knowing the truth, the principles, right? It's not just words. It's a truth or a universal law or a truth pillar at the end of the day. So prayer and meditation. Next up, reading. Reading is learning and expanding your mind through other people's experience, whether it be lived or creativity. Reading is one of the best skills you can get into for your mind and your personal development. And oftentimes, over-scrolling, right? Sleeping in, these things on the left side keep us from doing it. So whether it's a self-improvement book, fictional book, you know, I love reading myself, so I can share that in a different video, but that's huge. Lifting weights, self-explanatory, building muscle, confidence, discipline. Already said it. If you want to train with me, my link to have a free week on Team Vitality is somewhere on my YouTube channel or bio and Instagram. Check it out. Train with me. You'll never regret it. Next up, doing what you say you're going to do. That is my freaking theme for 2026. Excuse me. Discipline. Doing what I say I'm going to do. The most important, I thought about this today, this morning when I woke up, the most important person you can build trust with is yourself. Because if you don't trust you, nobody else is going to trust you. And doing what you say you'll do, living based on your commitments and not your feelings, is one of the quickest ways to build self-trust. Doing what you say you'll do. So join me this year. If I commit to something, I'm going to see it through. If I say something's important to me, I want to live as if that's reality. And so doing what you say you'll do is the number one way to build self-trust, whether it be waking up early, whether it be going to bed at a certain time, whether it be hitting the gym four times a week, whether it be having the conversation you've been putting off, do what you say you'll do. You'll build trust. Last few, deep work. which is predicated on the fact that what you're working on actually matters, and you're taking a sacred approach to that work as if it is the most important thing you're doing that day, which is always the best way to approach any type of activity. This is exactly where I need to be. This is the highest aim for what I need to do. Or if it doesn't seem like it, right? If it's mopping floors at NASA as a janitor, you see it through the lens of the bigger picture. No, I'm not just mopping the floors. I'm putting a man on the moon, right? Which is a whole different conversation, which I don't really believe we've been there. But that's a whole different, whoa, that's some deep cuts, right? That's a whole nother conversation. Anyway, last two, cold exposure or seeking discomfort. Can't stress this enough. Has changed my life. Cold plunging, cold showers. Doing that consistently is a game changer. The mental edge, the confidence, the discipline you build by getting outside of your comfort zone through a quick cold exposure, it doesn't last 30, 40 minutes. It's not a workout. It's 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 10 breaths. Build that habit. And finally, over 10 minutes, is taking ownership of your life. I say this to you in love because I'm speaking as if I'm speaking to my younger self. You must take ownership of your life. It is your life, nobody else's. And there's a couple different angles there. Number one, don't play someone else's game. Don't try to win someone else's game or how they define success. Don't try to live their life and achieve their level of success or their definition. Define success on your own terms and then take responsibility for achieving that or working towards that or living from that, right? Yes. And then ownership, when things happen, quote unquote, to you, to us, we understand that if we take ownership and we understand that life is happening not to me, but for me, and God is for me, for my highest good, I take ownership of every little thing that happens. It's not my fault per se, but my reaction is totally under my power. It's under my control and it's my responsibility, how I respond to life. So I hope that's helpful. If you have any questions, let me know. Hope you enjoyed the video. Hope you enjoyed the message. I love this. I didn't go to 7 minutes like I thought I would, but, and one of the things too, real quick, I don't want to rush these things, but I am getting better at being concise. So that's a goal in 2026, is to say more with fewer words. All right. Thanks for watching. I love you. Keep becoming more you. Stay hard. In a world designed to keep you soft, stay hard. Most men are soft. You're not most men. Do you want to be like most men? Or do you want to be uncommon? I think you and me both know we're made to be uncommon. So stay dangerous. Stay hard. I'll see you next time.